This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Holiday travel at Denver International Airport may look a little different for those who haven't been to the airport in a while. The new West Security Checkpoint opened in February, bringing state-of-the-art technology to DIA. Aubrey Ross manages terminal operations. She says the new checkpoint is more efficient and will help save travelers time.
No more, kind of walking or pushing your bags into the X-ray equipment. You're also keeping everything in your bag.
Still, she recommends people arrive 2 hours before their flights and to be prepared to follow directions on how to quickly move through the new security checkpoint. The state plans to sell a massive rail maintenance yard just south of downtown Denver. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
The state bought Burnham Yard from Union Pacific 3 years ago for $50 million. It thought pieces of it might be useful for Front Range Rail, RTD light rail expansion, and even a widening of Interstate 25. But now it appears none of that will work out. A study found that Front Range Rail will work better on existing freight tracks, the state dropped its I-25 plans, and RTD says it doesn't need to expand its system either. Meanwhile, City of Denver planners are working to shape its redevelopment into a new neighborhood. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Tomorrow morning is the 51st annual Turkey Trot at Denver's Washington Park, where thousands of runners will preemptively run off some of those Thanksgiving calories. The four-mile run is put on by Mile High United Way. Funds gathered from race registration go toward resource centers for at-risk families. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.